We are the guardians of girlhood, paired with multi-generational perspectives. And when we say every girl has a story, what do we mean? The girl searching for her people, the girl craving an outlet, the girl with big dreams but no idea where to start. What about the girl whose father is in prison? The girl who hides in the bathroom at lunch? The girl desperate for a break from her home, even just for a moment? By opening up and sharing these experiences, we not only empower ourselves, but also inspire others. Unconditional sisterhood, unwavering community, and the realness. We express, we create, then we elevate. This is Love Girls, the podcast.
Welcome back to Love Girls, the podcast. Today, we're talking about the job hunt for women. In a world full of video interviews, AI screening tools, and a changing workforce, how do you prepare to land your dream job? In this episode, we're turning the spotlight on an organization making a big impact right here in the Quad Cities, Dress for Success. We're joined by Lynette Turner, Program and Marketing Coordinator, and their intern, Kaylin. They're leading the local charge and helping women take bold steps towards economic independence. From career coaching and resume prep to providing professional attire for interviews and beyond, the QC team is empowering women. Okay, let's just hop into it. We're going to start with the icebreaker.
Okay.
As a child, what was your dream job?
As a child, my dream job, I still feel like it's my dream job today, actually, is to be a Dallas Cowgirl cheerleader.
I know that's right.
Because they are so positive, so peppy, so energetic. They get out in the teeny weeny outfits, strut their stuff, and cheer on their team. So that's still my dream job to this day.
Well, my dream job is to be a movie director or producer in the film industry. I just want to be able to tell stories and make people feel seen, heard, and represented.
I love that. Amaya, go ahead.
Hello. Hi, I'm the intern here at Love Girls. I would say my dream job would be being a race car driver. I love the thrill. It'd be amazing.
Okay. So you like to go fast. Going 90 and the 30 or something like that.
Or 100 and up.
Oh, okay. You're going in the triple digits. Just remind me to stay away from you when I'm on the road. Jazz, you want to chime in?
I wanted to be a neonatologist.
Girl, what? I do not remember that. And I never remember you talking about being a doctor.
So, yeah, that's kind of serious and boring, but I actually also wanted to be a cow farmer.
Would it be the full-size cows or the mini heifers?
I would do both. I would have the full-size cows and I would have the mini cows because the mini cows are just so cute.
So adorable.
Good to know. Good to know. Right. Well, we are no longer children. We are adults facing adult things and challenges, especially with the way of the world right now. So what are your thoughts on the biggest challenges finding a job currently in 2025? And Lynette, maybe you can answer if it was harder or easier when you were just out of college or back in the day.
I feel like it's harder now. And truthfully, I feel like the pay is the challenge in finding a job, because I've seen people request you to have a master's degree and they're paying $15 an hour.
Absolutely not. I can definitely overstand that. I'm not going to do too much because I do work in the Quad Cities, but I think it takes more to get less. Now, I graduated college 10 years ago. The compensation just seemed more competitive than what it is now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Kaylin, this is your first internship. What are your thoughts? Are you nervous? Do you think it's going to be a challenge? Let us know what you're experiencing.
I'm currently a student at the University of Northern Iowa. I'm a double major in business administration and digital media leadership, with a minor in entrepreneurship and a credential in nonprofit. So I have worked at a variety of different places, getting to meet diverse groups of people. And kind of what I've been noticing as a college student who's looking to graduate soon, many of these places, they want you to have so many years of experience, even though some of us do have that bachelor's degree, the master's degree. We have the skills, we have the qualifications, we're willing to learn and be hands-on and really contribute to an organization. But without those 3 years of experience, we are able to enter the workforce, even though we can most definitely handle and do the job.
Fair. And what I say to that is lie. But, you know, I mean, because the reality is, especially for Black women, we are the most educated demographic in the United States. We know what we're doing. I think that experience creates roadblocks for people who are extremely talented, intelligent, and well-equipped to get into roles that they're made for.
The workforce really undervalues non-traditional work experiences. A lot of Black women have experience being a part of being a volunteer of something or helping run businesses and raising families and leading churches and participating in school events and events for their kids. And I think that a lot of time their skill set is not seen as quote unquote professional. And I feel like a lot of non-traditional employees are going to be pushed further and further down the list of people who are looking like they're going to get employed. You said that Black women are the most educated, and it's true. But a lot of Black and brown women are still not getting formal education. And it's just a scary thought that no matter if we have a degree, if we don't have a degree, if we have skill sets, if we don't have skill sets, we're getting pushed further and further down the list of people who are getting employed. I think I saw a TikTok the other day that was saying that like there 6% of Black women in the U.S. are unemployed. And that number is super, super high.
Because don't we make up roughly 13%? And I think as a youngish professional, I'm a millennial, it's frustrating because I feel like we have to be exceptional in the workplace. So I think there's a lot of social things that impact us moving forward professionally. And degrees are all the way at the bottom of the list for me. Amaya, you're still in college. But what are your thoughts once you're post-college? Because you're engineer major.
Yes, I am.
So what are your thoughts?
I would say definitely I agree with what you're saying in your statements, especially in the engineering field. There's not a lot of women, and especially there's not a lot of women of color. I'm going into those fields. They don't really see engineering as a field for women. They see it more like a manly job. Only men can do it. You could harm yourself and they don't want you to get hurt, something like that. You're too pretty to work in engineering. I've heard all types of crap. I've heard, oh yeah, I don't want you to break a fingernail, stuff like that. So there's a lot of girls that you see drop from engineering due to having other people's opinion weighing on them. And I'd also say, aside from engineering, that I feel like Black women are discouraged to pursue an education just because of the limited access. I know my friend, shout out to my friend Asia, I love you. But she can't go to college. Like, she won't go to college just because she doesn't see that as a place fit for her. Mm-hmm. She was like, oh, I looked around the environment I grew up in. Like, I don't think I can get to college.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that was kind of heartbreaking because she wasn't able to keep visiting me because of the burdens that she would get when she came to visit me at college. So I would say something like, we need to work on educating ourselves, not just ourselves, but like the community around us and why we have limited access and why we had the DEI established in the first place.
Preach. A word. So I think that's the perfect segue to start discussing Dress for Success and the impact that the organization has on the Quad Cities. Kaylin or Lynette, if you want to give us kind of your perspective of what the organization offers and your roles and how you help impact women here locally.
Sure. So our mission statement is to empower women and help them to achieve financial independence. And we go about that a myriad of ways. First, we do interview and employment suiting. So a lady can come in and we will suit them head to toe. So we're talking outfit, we're talking jewelry, we're talking purse, we're talking shoes. Head to toe, they are completely transformed.
What I will say is you see a complete and total transformation in these women from when they walk in their street clothes to them putting on professional garb. And you see a confidence boost. You will see women with their head held down and they will literally hold their head high. And on the outside, it's literally clothes.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally clothes. But we create an environment. The way our building is structured, it's very welcoming. It's very inviting. But the staff, we will all chime in. Oh, my gosh, you look so great. You know, build that relationship with them. And you can literally see the confidence grow in them from, like, it's literally a transformation. That's an interview suiting. We have an employment suiting. And that will be 2 weeks worth of clothes that women are able to receive. So at first it used to be 5 to 7 outfits, but then my coworker said, you know, it usually takes you about 2 weeks to get paid. So why don't we give them 2 weeks worth of clothes so that they can have something and have a variety of outfits to wear their first 2 weeks to fuel on that confidence. We have career coaching, resume writing, mock interviews, cover letter. We even help them with their LinkedIn page to be able to establish a professional presence online and in social media. We have career connections. Those are professional development that we offer once a month. And also probably my favorite is Fab Fridays. And we actually have one going on right now where you can come in and fill your bag full of jewelry, scarves, shoes, tops, jumpsuits, dresses, like the whole gamut. And you can fill a bag for $40. And that probably retails anywhere from $350 to $500.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Just some of the services we offer.
And it's crazy because I live in the Quad Cities, work in the Quad Cities. And like you hear about organizations and I heard about Dress for Success and you think it's straightforward, but I did not realize you guys offered such multifaceted services to women. Now, is it women and girls, teenagers? What's the focus? Just anybody, traditional, non-traditional, jumping into the job market?
It's traditional, non-traditional. We've had high school students come in and get outfits for galas. We've had girls come to look for prom outfits. So we run the gamut, but I would say typically career age women, but we will, you know, go further down the scale and help girls and teenagers as well.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
And Kaylin, their intern, is here. How did you become an intern at Dress for Success? What piqued your interest to lend your services for the summer?
Yeah, so I knew I wanted to make an impact in some way and give back to my community because that's very important to me. I did some networking and one of the board of directors was like, hey, we think that you would be a great fit. So I did some research and I really felt like I aligned with the Dress for Success mission. And I wanted to learn, get hands-on work, flexible, but really just make that impact. It fully aligned with everything that I was willing and wanting to do. It's meaningful to me as a young Black woman looking to get into the professional world. And I knew Dress for Success would be able to help me nurture my growth while I was also lending a helping hand and getting out in the community to further my knowledge and expand on my learning.
Awesome. Jazz, I just wanted to touch base and make sure if you had any questions or follow-up that you were able to ask those.
They're lucky to have you, Kaylin. I think that it's awesome that you're there. I did want to tell you guys that I did fact check myself, and it is, in fact, 6% of Black women in the United States right now are unemployed, with the national average being 4%. So very scary. I also just wanted to shout out what you all are doing because clothes are so important. A lot of time, clothing and appearance are dismissed as shallow or superficial, but how we show up and the way that we feel about ourselves directly impacts how we move through the world. It's like, it's like a mental health thing almost, and it's like a confidence thing.
Mm-hmm.
I also just wanted to ask you, like, we know on this call how important professional clothing can be, but from your perspective,
why are clothes and why is having access to professional clothing so powerful?
Your clothes show up before you do.
Mm-hmm.
So people will immediately judge you and form a first opinion about you just by what you have on. And that's no reflection of your intelligence. It's no reflection of what you know, the degrees you have. So we try to give our ladies a leg up by letting them show up as their professional self. And sometimes circumstances are what they are, that they just don't have it. But that doesn't negate the knowledge that they have. That doesn't negate the degrees, the education they've pursued. So we want to give them on equal footing with everyone else.
Yeah, I love that. And are there any like stories or a special moment that stand out to you?
Absolutely. So I started September of 2024. And one thing I like about Dress for Success is we train our interns, the employees, we train them on every facet of the job. So if one day, and I have been there by myself, that you're able to jump in, let's say for an emergency suiting, and a lady came in, she was living in a shelter, she was in a domestic violence situation, and she literally was put out with the clothes on her back. So she came in, she had an interview at a retail store in our mall here, and she got the job. So, okay, so then she goes to her employment suiting. She gets 2 weeks worth of clothes. And I suited her, we talked, but then I said, do you need a coat? She was like, yep. I said, do you need some socks? And through the generosity of this community, we have an abundance of almost everything ladies would need to be successful. And I knew she would not ask for it, but we had it to give. So I'm going to freely offer it to her. So then that was September. December, I was in the mall shopping and I happened to walk in her store and she gave me the biggest hug. And she said, you do not know the impact you've had on my life. You know, you have helped me turn my life around from a really horrible situation to one that I can provide for my kids. She has her own apartment now. She's working and her job was seasonal, but she said she's done such a good job that they were going to hire her on full time. And I'm not going to say that the clothes we gave her, you know, helped her get that job, but I know the confidence that we gave her helped her.
Right. Because when you, what is it? When you look good, you feel
good. You feel good. Yeah. Absolutely. And she was able to show up as her full self, get the job, and then even go from seasonal to full time. And I always, whenever I'm having a bad day, I always think of that story that I literally helped somebody transform their life. And that's something money can't pay for.
Well, I think having you guys here today is the perfect conversation to remind us that there are all types of roadblocks in the professional space. So this is a good reminder that the job market, everything out there, it's so layered. I work in financial services. So I work with a lot of men. There's also the gender roles and the gender bias that we talked about. And so I think if we can make things like clothing and how we look easy, it'll make the rest a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. Maybe, maybe not.
It does.
And I wanted to ask, so I know that Dress for Success has been around since, I believe, 1996.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Yep. So how have you seen like your approach evolved to meet some of our new girlies looking for jobs today?
Well, I can say that it's been around since 1996, but it's been around since 2011 in the Quad Cities. Regina Haddock founded the Quad Cities chapter. And one thing that I can say is, and I'm going to take personal credit for this.
As you should.
As I should. We have a Dress for Success car, right? And it sits in the back. And so I said, why don't we drive it? Very simple. Why don't we drive it? And the lady I was telling the story about, she said, I don't have a ride. I said, I'll come pick you up.
See?
So we started, we removed that transportation barrier mm-hmm. for ladies. Like I said before, I felt, and this is just my opinion, that our standards were kind of rigid. So they would come in and they would get one interview outfit. But what if you have 2 to 3 interviews and you don't want to wear the same thing? Then I'm going to give you 2 to 3 outfits because why not?
You know, there's all these different things that we can take for granted.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And also, like, it was 5 to 7 outfits for an employment suiting. Why can't we give them 2 weeks worth of clothes? And so then, like, again, going back to that lady, if they wanted to shop in the other side, they would say, oh, you have to come back and get a fill-a bag, right? But I have a coat right here, right now. Mm-hmm. Why can't you take that coat? So I feel that we've been a lot more accommodating to fit our clients' needs and not as rigid. Mm-hmm. And I understand when we started, they literally had to buy clothes before they got community buy-in. And I understand being rigid because you want to serve the masses.
Sure.
But now that we have an abundance, you know, do you need 5 new bras? Let me give you 5 new bras.
And that's expensive. That's an investment.
That's, hello? It's, you know. You know. So I feel like we are definitely more accommodating to the needs of our clients. And I definitely feel the transportation barrier is one thing that we've taken out. And even soon, we want to start a capital campaign to have a mobile unit. So then we can literally pull up on people.
Like, right? A clothing food truck.
Like a clothing food truck.
Okay.
So we can literally pull up in Rock Island. You have an interview, what you need? And we'll have the size.
Ooh, I like it.
Now, we may be a few years off from that, but that is one of the things, because I feel the biggest thing is meet people where they are.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need to do. So that's one of the things that we're working on towards the future. So
I love that. You mentioned before getting donations, the organization bought clothes. So how can women of all ages and sizes donate, and what does that process look like?
Mm-hmm.
Can you just give us a little insight on that?
Absolutely. And that was another thing that we changed. We had donations once a week, Tuesday, 11 to 7. I said, let's take donations every day. We're here every day. Why can't we take donations every day? And one of the complaints is they may not be sorted. Okay, they can sit there, but we still have the donation. Because
mm-hmm.
I would rather over accommodate people giving donations than to under accommodate. So we went from one day to 5 days a week. They can come in Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 9 to 3. And they can come in on Tuesdays, 11 to 7. I've personally drove my Maserati, shout out to that. And I picked people's clothes up. You want to donate your clothes? Yes, I will come to your house and pick it up. Why wouldn't I?
Right.
Like, make it easier. If you want to give to us, we've drove to Clinton. We drove to Cedar Rapids. People want to donate. Yeah, I will drive to pick your stuff up. Absolutely.
I know that's right.
If it's going to help somebody else and even the whole sustainability piece mm-hmm. and give your outfit a new life, yes, I will drive to pick it up 100%.
And so what are the, I'm sorry, Caitlin.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But even to make it more fun, like Lynette said, I have people, like women in the office, they all get together and they put their clothes together, they clean up their closets, and then they show up with like 3 to 5 totes or 3 to 5 bags. So then it's just like you're building the community. You're helping to make an impact. It's make it fun. Make it amazing.
Awesome. Are there any, I don't want to say restrictions, but when people are going through their closets, what clothing items are like, yes, we need those, and what are some things that, like, you can keep that, or maybe that's not suitable for what we're trying to do for the community?
Absolutely. So professional clothing, we definitely want. We've even started a small activewear section. So for people who want to start working out, we're able to accommodate them as well. Shoes, jewelry. We tend to take things that are like have 5 to 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes people will donate clothes that are a little old fashioned.
Sure.
And, you know, we deal with those appropriately. We do not take used undergarments and we do not take swimwear. So
that makes sense. I mean, that
we don't
makes
take used socks, but new. We will take new socks, new undergarments. We still don't take swimwear.
Awesome. Awesome. So you guys take a little bit of everything.
Absolutely.
Essentially.
Absolutely. And I would much rather encourage somebody to bring it and for us to say no, then for them not to bring in,
sure, could be something that we need
that is able to be utilized.
Absolutely.
Awesome. You talked a little bit about the mobile unit that you're dreaming up. And I think that that sounds amazing. And I can't wait to see it all wrapped like any breakfast effect, like logo and branding. It can be exciting. But I'm also wondering, Premi Bolt, what is next for the team? What are you excited about that coming up?
Yeah, so I am going to highlight Recycle the Runway, Elements of Fashion. It's our event that's going to be happening in August. It's our largest fundraiser of the year. It's going to be awesome. We'll have our DJ, food, music, our silent auction items. It's just going to be amazing. This year, we're highlighting our elemental experiences that Lynette came up with. So we'll have our, to go with Earth, we'll have the bloom bar. So guests will be able to make their own bouquet. We'll have the water to wine pool. We'll have the wind machine for air. So guests will be able to get inside the machine and grab some fake money and get their prizes. And for fire, we even have the candle making workshop. So it's going to be a good time. Come out and celebrate August 27th.
Mm-hmm. I love a good theme.
Absolutely.
Another thing that we have coming up is we're doing a shoe drive.
Oh.
And I'm super excited about the shoe drive that we're literally going to be collecting shoes. And I know for myself, my goal, our goal is 500 bags. And in each bag is 25 pairs of shoes. And I could probably donate 2 bags myself.
I could help out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could help.
Absolutely. So it's going to be a huge community event that we're going to ask people to donate their shoes. And our goal is 500 bags. And 500 bags translates to $5,000 for Dress for Success. So this is our first year doing it. We intend to keep it annually. And so the next year, I said next year, let's do $10,000 and just increase it. The company that we're working with is Fund2Org. And they said there's no cap on how many shoes that we can donate. So I really believe we have a whole year to collect shoes. We will really be able to do something amazing. In October, we're going to do a breast cancer awareness event. And we're also going to be giving away bras. So you can come out. We don't have that officially formulated. I have some ideas, but people will be able to come out and get free bras.
Thank you for giving us a sneak peek of what's on the horizon for Dress for Success. Like I mentioned, when you're a quad citizen, sometimes you think you know, but I realized I didn't know. So I'm sure we'll have plenty of listeners with plenty of questions wanting to donate or volunteer. So I need you to plug your socials and where people can contact you and maybe some office hours. I know you mentioned it earlier, but just give another plug.
Absolutely.
So people can help make Dress for Success a bigger success than what it is.
Perfect. I love that how you said that too. You can reach us at www.dressforsuccessqc.org. Our phone number, not that people call anymore, but 563-322-1010. You can reach out personally to me, Lynette at dressforsuccessqc.org, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on LinkedIn is Dress for Success QC. Definitely reach out. We would love to hear from you. If you want to volunteer, you can literally show up. Our donation days are Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And on Tuesdays, 11 to 7. We would love to see you. You can come out, volunteer, and give us a hand. We would definitely appreciate it.
Sounds good. Any last words, Kaylin? If you could have one takeaway from your internship, what would that be?
Something that kind of stuck with me.
The biggest takeaway is when somebody said that we help women see themselves how we see them, capable and ready to take on any challenge.
So Dress for Success, we're here. We're here for the women in the community. We have everything between scrubs to jewelry to skirts to even steel-toe boots. So please come and visit us.
I love that. Well, Well, thank you both for joining us today. This is Love Girls, the podcast. Shout out to our engineer, Amaya, for making sure sound and everything is working accordingly. Shout out to my sister, Jasmine Babers Gunn, for connecting over the interwebs. And we will talk to you soon.
Bye.